is just different, Malcolm, from the combine?
I'm back at home in Texas. I mean, it's hot outside. It's a comfortable setting. I'm used to this setting. I'm used to being in this bubble. And just knowing, going to combine and getting to know those scouts and those coaches and stuff, and them coming here, and I'm kind of knowing who you are. You told them about yourself, and they told you something about themselves, and you know you're on that level right now. You know each other, and you can joke around a little bit.
Feel like you made some money today?
I hope so. I mean, I really don't know. I came in, I took the work, done my best job, and whatever that gets me, that's where it goes.
Did you consider not working given how good you performed in Indy?
I was gonna do the drills here. It was just another opportunity to show how athletic I am. So it was actually more, like I said, more comfortable being here around the guys that I practice with all the time, all the guys that I know, and just doing stuff with them.
What's this process been like? Is it everything you expected?
It's long, man. And like I told the guys today when we came here, it was crazy that I was in here watching other guys last year being in here, and it's crazy that I'm in here now working out for these for the coaches and stuff. And, it's a real long process, but it's getting better and getting shorter.
Do you have any visits or workouts set up with teams yet?
I don't know yet. My agent was real big about me focusing on a pro day and working here, so he hasn't really told me anything. Sure, I have some, but I haven't found out. We got to get together after today and talk. It'd be great. I always try to idolize myself after him. He plays really great, and just I go somewhere and make an immediate impact.
Any other guys you kind of pattern your game after, guys you look to?
Like I said, just Sue. I mean, he's an animal on the field. Besides all the penalties and stuff, I mean, he's a great player, physical, great motor. He's just a physical player, just like loves to go, loves the game. And I try to idolize myself after him.
How difficult is it going through this process when people keep telling you, hey, you should be a first round pick?
Not really. I mean, I just try to block it out. Coming out of high school, I was highly recruited. But then at the end of the day, you got to block that out. You got to play your game. You can't let that stuff get to your head. You can't get big headed. You just got to stay humble and just work like you and the other guy.
You talked at the combine about how much having a family has changed you. How important is this for you to do this for them?
It's good. I mean, just me accomplishing my goals, financial support. Just being able to just look at me and be like, oh, yeah, daddy's working and daddy's doing this, or my husband's doing this, it motivates me in every such way to do better and do great things for them.
Did it change you at all? Not
really. When I'm on the field, when I'm at home, I get mad or something, so I took it out of that. And, it just gave me a different perspective of the game. I'm not doing this for myself anymore. I got people that's looking for me to provide for them. So it motivates me in that way, too. It's just a great game, and they just push it that much more for me.
You're smiling a lot. Seems like you're really enjoying this.
I'm just used to it at this point. Questions, got to have the right answer. So I just got to think in my head, and everything just rotates. Different things go to my head to say.
You feel like you've proven to the NFL that you can play the three technique?
I've proven to them I can play any technique. If you go to my film, every year I've been here, I play nose, three technique, in, stand up, in, just whatever you want to put me at, I'm going to play. I'm going to check the work.
Whether it's you or through your agent, have the Texans and Cowboys shown a lot of interest in you?
I haven't really talked about it. My main focus was on the pro day. We're here now, so after today, I'll know.
You're a damn natural.
I've been doing it for a long time. In high school, they always used to tell me things to say. John Bianco, he used to always try to give us a little note thing before we go into meetings. And he would be like, you can't say this, you can't say this. So at that point, I'm just like, I know exactly what to say and what to not say.
Do you have a 24-hour rule for this?
Back to work tomorrow. So, got meetings and stuff. So come in and get a little work in the morning. Probably some recovery after this, a good old workout. So just got to get back at it.